Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the frying pan is still red hot after 7th-ranked Evansville rides into the North Cougars' perfect start to the season last Saturday night. Well, it's back to Conference Indiana play tomorrow night, and as the saying goes, from that frying pan back to the fire. Here comes the top-ranked team in Class 4A, Kyle Simpson's Southport Cardinals, come back to Bloomington, getting a defense of its co-championship off with that 5-point win they had against the South Panthers a week ago. Cardinals held Indianapolis Northwest to 24-2. Tuesday night and won by 60, so they haven't slowed down any. Last year, Cougs and Cards battled well into the third quarter before Southport pulled away from the Northsiders to win by 14.
We did get them in some foul trouble last year, and we didn't capitalize on it. Brunk had two fouls within about the first 30 seconds. Scruggs had his two fouls early in the second quarter last year, but we couldn't capitalize on it, and they just kept mounting the lead. When they have you at bay there at the end, they've got a point guard who's slick and knows how to handle the ball and just finish the game out. So, you know, you got to be excited about playing the number one team. And for Kyle, you know, they're from going from winning one game a couple years ago to now being number one team in the state in 3 years.
And what they do, Andy, and I saw this firsthand last week, they go and they're relentless to the offensive boards.
Yeah, they throw it up and go get it. They're trained to do it. They do it well. They go around you. They go over you. They go through you. You know, it's definitely, you know, a key, major key for us, besides handling the ball, is going to be keeping them off the boards.
Well, that's Cougar head coach Andy Hodson. Chalk Talk starts our coverage from the McKinney Court Friday night at 7 o'clock. Another doubleheader weekend for the Maroon and Gold as they'll host Avon on Saturday. Wow, 2-2-12 teams tonight on the airwaves. A little Thursday night NFL football late season, Tennessee at Jacksonville. Pre-game at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it was a couple of years ago. Remember, Hoosiers played Butler in the Crossroads Classic as the number one team in the land and came home empty-handed with an overtime loss. Butler is the team ranked this year, coming in 23rd, a drop of 8 spots in the polls this week after losing for only the second time in 10 games down at Tennessee back on Sunday. Hoosiers of Coach Tom come off finals week and, well, in their practice sessions this week, have been made, the Hoosiers, well aware of how efficient Butler is and just how efficient his club will have to be from a discipline standpoint starting at 2:30 Saturday afternoon at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Got an older team with a lot of experience. They do a great job of drawing contact, drawing fouls. It's very much a similar team and one that's going to be very physical with you on both ends of the court. And you've got to be very, very disciplined. You've got to be disciplined in your closeouts. You've got to be disciplined in your verticality. You got to be disciplined in stand down and shot fake. And when they jump into you and try to create that contact, and it's going to be crucial that we do that. They're a very good passing team. They shoot the ball well, and they're getting good inside-outside play. They're five-man, Andrew Chavraz, and then their inside player, Cameron Woods, who's playing more of their four spot. Those two are a tremendous team together. As far as the passing, the interior way that they play, the way that they get to the glass, their guard play is outstanding. So it's going to be they're the real deal. There's no doubt about that. After watching them and seeing what they've done, even outside of what they did in the Bahamas, they are the real deal, and it's going to be a very, very challenging game for us.
Well, Fox Sports 1 at 2:30 Saturday, Purdue-Notre Dame clash in Game 2 of the Twin Bill, and then a quick turnaround for the Hoosiers in a game Monday night, 7 o'clock on the McCracken Court against Ellettsville native Mark Schlesinger's and New Orleans Privateers. Little NFL football, Tennessee-Jacksonville pregame at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm Joe Smith.